So the whale spit Jonah out on the dry land.
Lord, Lord, one man a fish.
And he went on to preaching like a righteous man.
Lord, Lord, one man a fish.
So Jonah got spit out. Lord, Lord, wasn't that a fish? I'm sorry. We were listening to the great Louis Armstrong from ages and ages ago. At this point, almost, I think he recorded it like 80 years ago. And so the fish spit him out on the dry land. Gimel, Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph, Vayitvar Hashem el Yonah Sheinis Lemor. The word of Gahashem came to Yonah a second time, saying, there you go. Now, a second time is a little bit of implied Musar, that Hashem had to say it twice. You shouldn't have had to say it twice. But the Gemara Yevamos says that Hashem spoke to Yonah only two times, not a third time. This was it, because Yonah's going to listen this time. And he's going to go out and preach like a righteous man, as he was supposed to. And they're going to listen, which again, Yonah was afraid of what that would imply for the Jewish people. So Hashem says, "Beis kum lechel Nineveh ho'ir ha'gedolah. Get up, go to Nineveh, the great city. Ukira eleha es hakriya, and proclaim the proclamation upon it. Asher anochi dover elecha, that I speak to you." So it sounds like he gave him the nevuah again. It also sounds like he wasn't so far away from Nineveh that he couldn't just get there, and so he could go directly. Nineveh is a great city, a huge city. The fact that it is a non-Jewish city doesn't really enter the equation. It's a city full of human being inhabitants, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has concern for it. We did just lain about the destruction of Sodom va'Amorah, and Hashem gives Avraham Avinu the chance to try to, as it were, argue him out of it. Because Hashem is not a god of wanton destruction the way Chas V'Shalom and Lahavdil, the Hindu gods and the Greek gods and Roman gods, all seem to delight in destroying man. There is a certain hostility between so-called God and man in a lot of non-Jewish ethos that is, I think, to some degree intentional, and it allows you also to ignore your god, as it were, anytime you want, because after all, he doesn't like you either. This is very different, and we already called him the source of all chesed before, a parak ago. So get out there and talk to Nineveh. Gimel vayakam Yonah. And this time Yonah got up, vayilechel Nineveh, kedvar Hashem. And he went to Nineveh according to the word of God. And I think that also is underlining the fact that Yonah did what he was supposed to do. He had been told what to do. He had tried to subvert his mission. But he got up and went. Some of the Mefarshim, some of the more recent Achronim, suggest that just like Avraham Avinu was rewarded separately for everything that he did on his way to the Akedah, which we also just learned about, every little bit, you know, getting up, saddling the donkeys, getting the knife ready, the binding, the walking, every piece, Yonah also is going to get a little bit of credit for doing everything correctly. He learned his lesson. Get swallowed by a fish, that might do it for you too. V'Nineveh hayasa ir gedola le'lokim. Nineveh was an exceedingly great city. Now it says le'lokim, to God, but perhaps it's before God. Ibn Ezra says they were yirei elokim until they strayed. So they were a great city before God at one point, which might be why they deserved a second, third chance here, despite the fact that they had gone wrong. Radak says that whenever the Torah wants to tell you that something is exceedingly large, it attaches Hashem's name to it, because Hashem is the ultimate in largeness and largesse, inexplicable and unimaginable size. Mahalach Shalosh Es Yomim, it was a walk of 3 days from end to end. If you wanted to cross Nineveh, take you a good long time to work through it. The diameter is 3 days' walk. And that means it's even longer if you went all the way around the circumference of it, around the walls and such. Dalad vayachel Yonah lavovo ir mahalach yom echad. And Yonah, on the other hand, came into the city and walked 1 day's walk. So everything was 3 days, but he walked 1 day. So some of the Mefarshim actually say then that the circumference was a 3-day walk, But to get to basically the center of town was a one-day work, a walk, and that's where he went. Vayikra vayomar, and he proclaimed, he called out and he said, Od arbo im yom v'ninvei nehepoches. In another 40 days, Nineveh will be overturned. Now, he didn't say destroyed. And Rashi says that is very much intentional. It could be necheres, which means destruction, but he didn't say destruction. So mashmash shtei lashonos, says Rashi. Ravotov, it could be overturned for evil, destroyed, or it could be that they will overturn themselves and do good. But notice, he doesn't say the word Hashem. He doesn't say Hashem's name. He just goes in there and says a five-word prophecy. But, and this is the place where we all need to pay more attention to ourselves and our self-assessment, Hei vayahaminu anshei Nineveh belokim. The people of Nineveh believed in the word of God, or believed in God. The sailors of the ship, Radak says, were in the city, and they said, hey, that Yonah, he's not just a simple guy. We threw him overboard, the sea calmed down, we came to bring our sacrifices. So they've got eyewitnesses as well as everything else. Vayikra utsom, and they immediately proclaimed the fast. If you look at the Mishnayos and Tainus, when there's no rain, which could be a catastrophe for everyone, farmers, the economy, everyone in Eretz Yisrael, we still wait a little while before we decree the first fast. In Nineveh, they didn't even wait a minute. Vayilbashu sakim, and they donned sackcloth. Migdolam va'ad katanam, from the greatest to the smallest resident of Nineveh. Everybody immediately, and this is before the king told anybody anything, before there was an order that they had to obey. People are already taking upon themselves, from the upper and lower class, from the old to the young, everyone in Nineveh is doing tshuva immediately.